Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. And, Coach, before we get to the New York Jets, congratulations on another big win, another road win within the conference. How big of a win was it for you guys?
Good, good. It's always good to win on the road, especially in Indy. So, you know, it's not the easiest place to play. But, you know, I thought we, you know, made enough plays in all three phases of the game to win. Wasn't perfect. We left some things on the field. But, you know, overall, we were able to do enough and played good defense in the second half, took advantage of our scoring opportunities on offense, made a couple plays in the kicking game. So it was good to, you know, good to win on the road.
Speaking of not being perfect, is that good for you and your staff that, hey, guys, this is what we got to correct, this is what we got to fix? It's a long year.
Well, but, you know, as hard as you work on things all week, you want to go out there and just execute it as well as you can. And certainly no lack of effort. You know, I think our players were really focused on the game. They were, you know, put a lot into it. We had a lot of energy, good effort, and, you know, extra hustle plays and things like that. I think we just have to keep working on our execution. We need to coach better. We need to, you know, we need to execute just a little bit crisper and recognize things maybe just a split second sooner, and that can make a difference. So, you know, again, it was definitely good enough, and, you know, hopefully we can keep improving and, you know, put one of those perfect ones together.
I've talked about depth with you on your football team, and you really don't know how much depth you have until certain guys start playing. Now, injuries are starting to happen within your football team, but a guy like Cameron Fleming, you look at him last week, practice squad guy, here he is all of a sudden, he's the right tackle because Cannon gets the toe injury. How big of a night was it for a guy like him and what he's put in?
Big, you know, great. Well, I mean, he really came through for us up there last year, too, when we used him as the jumbo tight end. But, you know, Cam's a really smart guy. He only needs to hear it once. And you know, he's worked very hard. And, you know, he's had three good players ahead of him, you know, with Solder and Vollmer and Cannon. And so, you know, he had an opportunity to play against the Colts, and he stepped in and did a good job. And, you know, it might be another big challenge for him again this week. But, you know, one thing about Cam, he works hard, he's smart, he's tough, and I don't think he's going to back down from anything.
If you were a defensive coordinator playing against Rob Gronkowski, you'd have to be crazy not to jam the guy at the line of scrimmage. Fair to say? I mean, don't let that guy get the free release. It seems like teams are starting to do that to him. And then you watch him work his way down into the safeties, the next level, and there's still contact going on down there. Do you think at times when you look at the size of your two tight ends, 6'7", 6'7", that the size hurts them? Because, you know, maybe a ref sees contact, well, they're so darn big, or let them get away with something there. Yeah, where teams are actually hitting them where you can't have contact down the field. I mean, even like on a Chandler touchdown.
Right. Well, you know, they're big physical players. We see those on the other side of the ball, too. We'll see one this week with, you know, with Marshall at receiver. So there's going to be some contact. Sometimes I think it's hard to tell who initiates it and who doesn't. You know, I know big receivers aren't afraid of contact. They usually embrace it because it gives them a chance to separate. And, you know, the defenders want to try to get into them. So, you know, I think that's probably going to be, you know, part of the game. It's, you know, when those guys go for the basket, you know, is it charging? Is it a foul? Some are going to go one way. Some are going to go the other way. I think the big thing for us as a receiver is to try not to, you know, forcibly push a guy off, extend our arms, and
it's the arm,
you know,
extension.
It's the arm extension where I think that's an easy call for the official when he sees, you know, receiver kind of stiff arm or just, you know, shove a defender back to, you know, to make that call. So hopefully we can, you know, avoid those OPI calls.
We've seen you drop linebackers out from your front. Look, they're giving a down look. We've seen Bruschi do it in the past. Vrabel's done it to where he's gotten some picks. Chandler Jones, number 95. Drops back, almost has the interception 2 weeks ago. Is he doing that in practice? I mean, is he catching the ball in practice to where, uh-oh, we're going to get close with this guy?
Yeah, no, Chandler has good hands.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe that ball got on him a little, maybe quicker than he expected. I'm not sure, but he has good hands. I don't think really catching the ball for him is an issue. It's just, you know, one of those things.
Okay, on to the New York Jets. You look at this new Jet team, and I say new Jet team, new coach, some new players there. You're familiar with Chan Gailey. You've played in... schemed against him before, but tell us about Todd Bowles. What makes Todd Bowles different from some of the defensive-minded coaches you've coached against?
Well, I think he's very aggressive. He has a pretty high percentage blitz approach to the game, five rushers or more, and a lot of times they'll bring everybody and just, you know, peel with whichever guys release. But there's a lot of five-man rush, and they have big, you know, they're big, they're physical up front, as we know. a lot of the players are the same. Plus, I've added Leonard Williams to that group. So, but he definitely likes to bring the pressure, and I think he has a lot of confidence in his secondary that they can cover, but also they won't have to cover for too long because, you know, they're going to get there. So, you know, he's an aggressive coach, and they play very physical on defense. They've done a great job of turning the ball over with interceptions, fumbles, strip sacks, you know, all the usual ways to get it, and they've gotten their share of all those. So they've been a turnover-driven defense that's been physical against the run, and, you know, they played good situation football, particularly in the red area. So we're going to have to do a good job against that group. He's done a nice job of transitioning that team to his philosophy, which is similar to what they've done in the past, but it's different because they definitely have their own calls and their own adjustments and all that. But it's a similar aggressive kind of philosophy.
Players come and go in the National Football League. That's part of life. Guys get cut. Guys get signed. There's free agency out there. You've talked about the redo at certain positions. You know, you guys have redone the tight end position. We've done it with the running backs. Revis's decision to leave here, was that the impetus for you to redo the secondary this year? You know, you saw what you had in Butler. Arrington's no longer here. Dennard's no longer here. And you do have some new guys here.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I feel good about the younger players that we have, and hopefully they'll continue to develop and become, you know, better players with each week or year of experience. So, you know, when you have a football team, you have a lot of good players. You can't pay everybody. You only have so much salary cap space. And whichever players, you know, you lose, you have to replace them. Whichever ones you keep, then, you know, but you just can't keep all of them. Yeah. And we certainly lost a number of guys last year in free agency, and we'll have to replace them one way or another. Had we kept some that we lost, we would have lost some of the ones that we kept. So, you know, just try to do the best we can to manage that situation.
All right, time now for the A's Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Ron in Weston. Let's talk about special teams. Gimmick plays. And you mentioned after the game that you expected the Colts to run some sort of a trick play in the kicking game. Almost got you guys on a onside kick. Then we talked about the 4th-and-2 call. How do you guys practice that stuff during the week, and when do you practice it?
Well, we usually practice it during the time we're working on that phase, whether it's a throwback on a kickoff return or an onside kick or whatever. When we're working on that phase of the game, then we sprinkle those in to keep our guys alert.
It's not just a Friday thing. Like, you'll work on PAT field goal block on Wednesday also, right?
Yeah, so we'll run a fake field goal there. And, again, we, you know, sometimes there's a history with the coach of things that they've done, or maybe we look at the way we're lined up and think, all right, well, if they were going to do something, what would be a logical thing to do? But more than trying to figure out what the play is going to be, I think it's just the general awareness and alertness. So on that particular play that happened, the main thing we needed to do was to adjust to the swinging gate formation to make sure that we had enough people to handle the gate, and then enough people to handle the where the center exchange was, so they couldn't just run out the back door, and make sure that we cover the eligible receivers. So those are, you know, just some of the fundamentals that you want to make sure you have. And, you know, I thought our players adjusted well to it on the field. They did a nice job. I mean, there was no help from the sideline. They had to handle it themselves.
And you were pretty calm. You were right down the line of scrimmage watching it all and taking it in. So.
Well, I thought we had it. Yeah, you know, I mean, when they shifted to that, we made our adjustment. Yeah. And, you know, they still have to stop the play, but at least we were in position. And, you know, we reacted to the new formation. So there's, you know, I'd say every team, you know, is going to have a couple of those. Some teams have more than others, but you've got to be alert for it every week.
All right, good stuff, Coach, right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Belastrator with the Jets, a little bit of Chris Ivory, a little boom, boom.
See some of Chris, you bet. And, you know, the big front on defense, and they're getting a lot of turnovers.
Same old Jets. All right, good stuff. Coach, sit tight. We'll be back later in the show with the Belastrator, but more of All Access back right after this.